Our next reader is Steffi Drews. Her poems have appeared or are forthcoming in Traffic, American Letters and Commentary 26, Off Gaba, and Make Magazine. Now, for those of you who are new and you want to know more about the sponsors of this show, many of them are from Chicago, and you can go over to that table, and you can touch things, feel things, read things. Make Magazine, in which Steffi Drews, our next reader, has appeared, and she is going to come up right now. She lives in California, and she teaches English and history to high school students, a thankless but necessary task. Steffi Drews.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here tonight. This first poem is called Snowbanks to Sand Dollars. A little left of light frost, there is big swim to be had. A hummingbird arrives, so harrowing, hurled about in all that salt wash. But every doubt's overruled by a westward wish. If I gaze at a starfish, flat worlds and full harvests get winked away in an instant. Coffee buzz, so much squid-scented sand. In case of swapped nostalgia, get it right. Your prairie promised fortitude, but too few floods to fold into. The doughy grind. This is dirt spelled drought. Caught seaside fever. One wet whistle later, forgets whether to vainly use her hand for getting hitched gold or hiked up punctuality. Go ahead and hail a flashy taxi. Deskirt the skin to go faster. That's not yellow if you ask me. What shows now? Spit-shined ovaries for safe body clock creeping. Once were two sunny-eyed guppies she yoked from a pond with her palms urging, be my beacon. A fertile fairy tale. All the girls I know landed more than one A in anatomy, where our long-winded analysis of each atomic love cloud noosed us loosely, the making waves out of watershed mentality we wanted, thought would save us. Think in terms of an astrological army, buckets of rye beauty moles left out too long to profit, to pipe for the man, the son of this tight-fisted work skirt ethic makes me nervous. What if my gut never gets gargantuan, tooting its own tiny replica, never learns loose tooth, triangle, or how to sing, be my burp cloth, baby. You've combed a long wave of hair out of your homely eyesight, honey. But too tight breeches spells bitch in some pageants. If the hem's too short or the hen's legs too lean, throw it back. Perch a meteor hand on your hip. Skip to a hop. Scotch glass gripped like a rock. Can't shatter when I'm empty, frumpy, or humping against a brick wall. Sometimes too much fucking lies beneath that board shuffle. Some Nimrod hollers walkie-talkie phrases like, Roger that, or over and out, when what he means is sweet meadows between striped grass sheets. My dream delivers mealy worms and hedgehogs. How'd the dog get stuck with fins? Just act like it's nothing. Decide if you'd rather be seaboard, shit-faced, or swamped. Found myself a swell capsule, oceanic alibi, the lake of lost claws. But I need more sky for each synapse, like angels who master land and limbic system. Still, this need to nuzzle thunder, learn flippers and lung flaps, amphibious roots, or, at first sign of rain, to curl fingers around my inherited heart and dig into dark mud. The second one is called You Are Your Own Lather. I'll make myself into soup. I mean, draw a bath on this gutted, tooth-colored canvas. For every notch in the skin, there's a hairball lurking in some sink, some junk-cluttered gutter. Somewhere, some heating vent coughed night into being, casting shadows on a life's work. I mean, a wife's looks. I mean, it's irksome that some honeys don't know how to catch a fly ball. Just hand me the soap and I'll run with it. All your wet, woolly ideas. One Mai Tai for the maid, two for the middle-aged, and three for the widow who peers out the window. She's feeling hog-tied from time to time, all because of that lacquer on her nails. No one tells you how to shake hands, make the meager ends of a lasso meet. Because, loosely speaking, you are your own lather. Or until you learn to soothe your own knickers, nobody's gonna go shitting bricks to build you a garden wall overgrown with ivy. Wake me when it's time to scrub the potatoes, peel back another year, another hairpin hole drilled in my memory. One more inch of what I like, one more idea that changed the world. What about sliced bread or Wonder Bras? Get a load of those fluffy white ones. Any wife looks well rested, propped up on a platform. Put your hand right here and trace along the crust. Memorize the taste of this crevice. Repeat after me. Blushing builds no bravery. Look me in the eye and tell me your pumpernickel open-faced lies and lots of them. Just lick my hand if you love me. Or ride the carousel, hearts pulsing on skewers. Just don't ask for a doggy bag or a horse to carry you homeward. I'll close with a short one called I Can't Write Sentences Anymore. What mandatory mincemeat? It's rotten, Your Honor, your ham hock. Any more gravity and I'm longing. Any more guilt and I'm gravy. Pitching a tall tent makes a weak-walled performance. Too many pages turned makes a casting call for lean attic shadows. It takes a bee-filled field of clover to beckon our verse hero. What an agile space baby. Honey lungs, inflatable heart, striped legs and all lightweight. Whose half-crooked smile, whose half-eaten hijinks still leave me doe-eyed? Will you be my mugger? Will you yank my master plan, my ill-fed broom closet? By which I mean brain cells. An entire ocean gone haywire or high tide. Magic wands for wooden pencils, getting gouged with a leg full of lead. Grab my wannabe witch's stick, what a clutch landing, what a nimble foot and pretty haunches. Praise the pocket-sized, sir, the curious ones, their fiery eyes and periscope necks, noodling new lines, the ones we've been waiting for. Thank you.